I think it really is about giving them what they wish they had, but they couldn't, because most girls don't game. I am considered a unicorn for sure in this world. I will sit down, I will drink a six pack with you, and I will play games all night long and avoid any adult responsibility. Like my husband, for example, was just talking about how he wanted to get Cold War, and all his guys' friends' wives were like, no, you can't spend $60. And I'm like, bitch, you better get it, because I need a partner to play with. Like, what are you waiting for? Deeper. Oh, harder.
Welcome back to the Slutpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Anna D, here to empower women to build their own empire and interview sluts who like to make money. On my podcast, I give you a peek inside my life as a girl boss, mentor, retired cam girl, viral TikToker, and now 1% OnlyFans creator. I share my ups and downs of running a multi-million dollar business and the difficult yet sexy path to success. So, my dear slutpreneurs and my baby sluts in training, buckle up and grab your notebooks. And if you're a new listener, it's an honor to have you here. So get ready to take a peek inside my pleasure chest. If you want to know more about myself and my businesses, you can check more out at slutpreneur.com. Join our Slutpreneur Squad Facebook group at cehoes.com. It's a safe place where we can all engage and connect with each other. And if you want to check out our X-rated Discord chat, which is even more anonymous, you can get the link through our Facebook group. Like I said, all the links are in the description. And lastly, you can check out my mini ebook series and YouTube videos at RebeccaBlue.com. All right, back to the show. All right, welcome Kaylee to the Slutpreneur Podcast. Thank you for jumping in on today's show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So you go by Deprived Dependa. Could you tell me what that means? That's your OnlyFans name.
It is. So I am a military spouse, and a dependa is kind of just what we call spouses who really rely on their service member for everything and tend not to work. It's not necessarily a great name to be called, but I figured I would just embrace it. And my husband's currently deployed overseas, so we just kind of were like, perfect, let's go with it. So Deprived Dependa, because I'm sexually deprived for your freedom and I am a dependa. So,
well, you know what? Like, honestly, we talk about this all the time, like capitalizing on what makes you unique. So how quick did it take you to come up with that? Or was it just natural?
So it actually started as a TikTok name, and I was doing, it was really comedy based, and it was just about how sexually deprived I am. And then my husband and I kind of, we started talking, and I was like, listen, I really want to do this. And he was like, all right, cool. Like, go for it.
Well, what made you like think that you wanted to do it? Was this just like viral sensation of girls talking about how easy it was to make money?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's something that I've always wanted to do. I mean, going back, I mean, when I was 16, my life goal was to pose in Playboy. And obviously that didn't pan out for me. So when the pandemic hit and I'm like watching everyone, I'm like, damn, like they're owning it and they are just embracing it. And I was like, I can't do that. I was like, I don't have the body type for, there's no way. And then I just like, it just kind of sat in my head, and I messaged my husband. He was like, haha, you're funny. And I was like, yeah, you're right. There's no way. And then like it sat there a little longer, and I was like, no, I really think I want to do this. And so we had really intense conversations about it. And then here I am, and I've only been doing it for 2 months, but I've had, oh my God, I think I've had really good success. I mean, I don't know what, how we measure success here, but like I feel successful.
Tell me how that conversation went. Like when you said it was like kind of intense.
So there is definitely this like, oh my gosh, like what if our family finds out? Like what if they know? And honestly, for me, I'm just like, eh, whatever, no fucks given. Like it is what it is. And then he finally came around to it. And then we talked about goals, like what we want our goals to be with all of this and where we want to go together financially from this. So it just kind of worked. But there is definitely a lot of hesitation, a lot of concern, the pros and cons. We watched your TikToks and listened to your podcasts, and same with a handful of others that were just like, these are the risks. Like, this is what you're risking by doing this. And to me, I was like, I'm willing to do all of that. Like, I don't care.
Well, what was like the scariest risk, you'd say?
I think the thought of somebody like blackmailing me. or like doxing, I guess. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to my husband, I was like, honestly, if they're going to do it, I'll leak my shit first. And I'll be like, here it is. Here's all of it. I don't even give a shit. So
that's a really good point. And I think that's like, is obviously a huge thing. And I talk about my mantra of like, I choose to show my body and accept the consequences.
Yes.
So it's just one of those like bittersweet things. Like, well, if you want the opportunity to make a lot of money, it's, you know, high risk, high reward.
Absolutely. And I set my boundaries in the beginning. Like I was only showing chest up or waist up. So... Mm-hmm. But I had a lot of people asking, and then the derogatory comments came in. It was like, well, you're doing this. Why aren't you showing everything? And I'm like, dude, my boundaries, my body, my rules, respect it or leave.
Kindly fuck off.
Exactly. Please.
Could you paint a picture of yourself so the audience can kind of get an idea of what you look like?
Yeah. So I say that I am curvy by definition because I'm just kind of your average, like, everyday girl now. I mean, I'm a size 16. I am tall, but I have blonde hair, blue eyes, and I have as my husband says, I have a nice rack. So I go with it.
Yes, I agree with your husband. I just, once you messaged me, I was like, okay, follow. And I scrolled through like the first three. And oh my God, I was like, she's so cute with her glasses. She's sipping some champagne or something. And you have lovely tattoos. Great lingerie choices. Your skin looks like butter. Let's see. I'm just taking a browse. I see a lot of like selfies, but you're definitely super active.
Yeah. So I really try and post every day, multiple times a day. And I really want my followers to feel like they have a connection with me. So if I'm going out, I'm like, hey, this is what I'm doing today. Keep me company, or just something so that I'm not just another face. And I actually had a follower tell me this last week. He was like, you have the face of a girlfriend, not a porn star. That's why I'm attracted to you. And I was like, oh.
I love that. That's so... that is the key. I was going to say, you know, what is your secret to marketing, even though it's only been 2 months, but have you seen a really positive feedback when you act a certain way versus like trying to act what you think you're supposed to do?
For sure. So the first 3 weeks, I was definitely imitating creators like you, what I think that you would do, or what I think other creators would do. And I was just like, oh, I feel like I just doesn't feel right. I don't feel genuine. I don't feel myself. I'm a really big gamer. So I started really throwing that into it and offering the opportunity to game with me, which has been successful.
Whoa, I've never heard of that. How does that work?
So basically, I get tipped for my time and then I will add them as a friend. And as long as it's a game that I have, then we set a designated time and we play together and we can have the conversation through chat.
Oh my God, that would make me so nervous.
So it's weird because I'm not aware of how I talk when I play. And my husband's like, you talk like one of the guys. Like, you're so brutal. You're like making kids cry because I'm just yelling. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
Wait, is this like on Twitch?
So we just do it through Xbox. I'm slowly getting into the Twitch world. I just haven't taken that plunge yet. But that is next.
Okay. Yeah, I downloaded it and it was so confusing to set up the recording since you live stream and you have to like download applications. And it's such a saturated market. But you definitely see girls on TikTok with the whole gamer girl cosplay persona. That's definitely a niche, but to me, it feels oversaturated. But I feel like that clientele is just not easy to please, but it's like easy to know what they want and to deliver.
Yeah, I think it really is about giving them what they wish they had, but they couldn't, because most girls don't game. I am considered a unicorn for sure in this world. I will sit down, I will drink a six pack with you, and I will play games all night long and avoid any adult responsibility. And I won't harp. Like my husband, for example, was just talking about how he wanted to get Cold War, and all his guys' friends wives were like, no, you can't spend $60. And I'm like, bitch, you better get it because I need a partner to play with. Like, what are you waiting for?
So have you told hubby that it's a business expense?
Yes. And he's like, but he's still in that mindset that it's like, that's money out of my pocket. I'm like, but it's not, babe. Like,
I know. I have had like the craziest mindset since I moved into a warehouse. We have spent so much money trying to build the foundation so we can grow here. And I was like, you know, if I have an office here, I deserve a fucking throne. Like, you don't work this hard without like a, what do they call it? Like an executive chair behind your desk. Yes. And I'm talking to my assistant about it. And she's like, Anna, we're not spending $1,000 on a chair. Like, we have chairs. And I'm like, okay, let me think about this. And within 2 seconds, I'm like, I'll just use my OnlyFans money. Like, I will not have anyone tell me no.
Yeah. I love it. Yes. No, my husband and I both follow you. He actually sent me your TikToks and he was like, she just bought a warehouse. And I was like, I know, I follow her.
But it's weird because people are like, wait, is she a sex worker? Or does she, like, what does she do? And, you know, lately I've been more involved in the warehouse and not sex working. But today it's Sunday, things have slowed down. And I'm like, you know what? Today I'm going to devote finally time to OnlyFans because my sub count is dropping. I went from 1%. I think I'm at 4% now. I mean, I'm still making, you know, what is it? 3-4 figures a month. I was at 5 last year, but I've realized when I put less energy into it, it depletes, which is, you know, it just shows it's not always consistent. But today I was like, okay, if I go through my hard drive, I can schedule posts for the like next 2 weeks. So I don't feel guilty. Like, do you ever feel guilty for not posting or responding fast enough?
No, I really try and make sure that boundaries and expectations are set from the get. I am huge on expectation management when in everything that I do, not just this, but I definitely use the queue system that OnlyFans has to offer, which I think a lot of content creators underutilize that a lot. So no, I don't. And if I won't get on for 8 hours, then when I message them back, I just let them know like, hey, I was busy, but I'm good now. Like, I'm free. So no, I usually don't feel guilty because my time is my time and I'm a person too.
Your confidence is contagious. I love it.
Aw, thank you.
So what is like, do you do video stuff? Because I see pictures here. I wasn't sure if you private chat the like video stuff.
Yeah. So usually I do privately send videos. A lot of my videos are just customs right now. And then I obviously will turn them over after so much time. But I am, as of yesterday, starting to get into full body.
So as of yesterday?
As of yesterday.
So, oh my God.
Because I think my hesitation with it was a lot of, one, I want to make sure that this is something that I want to do. And two, I want to make sure this is something that I'm going to stick with for the long haul, not just for the like, oh my God, this is exciting. Okay, I'm over it. I'm done. So that was my boundary that I set with myself. But no, I think that I'm definitely going in the right direction. I started my paid subscription page yesterday and my free page will stay up, but I've gotten tons of great feedback so far from some of my loyals and they're like, yes, finally, thank you. And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
Like,
oh my God, mama's so proud. What does hubby feel about that next step? Has he been like, okay, let me ask this. Does he see a difference in your confidence after doing this in a way?
He does, but he's also super frustrated by it because it's the thing that he's told me for 10 years. Like, we've been together 10 years and he's like, but I tell you all the time, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, you're sexy, you're X, Y.
Don't let spring cleaning fool you. There's always space to add a little extra something in the bedroom. And it's no secret that consuming a little THC can help set the mood. However, getting that right strain and dosage can be difficult. That's why we're thankful for today's sponsor, Viya. Viya has developed a unique blend of pleasure-enhancing cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and a low dose of THC all into one mind-blowing gummy called
high love. We're talking about pairing aphrodisiac herbs with a mild amount of THC. Their best-selling high love gummy will awaken your senses, increase blood flow, and intensify any sexual experience. Viya also offers a wide array of other gummies with and without THC. And the best part, Viya legally ships to all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 and up, you can get 15% off and a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC plus CBN sleep gummies with our exclusive code. Try Viya Hemp with code GODDESS at viyahemp.com. That's viyahemp.com. So when I take out a new toy from my collection and I'm having some, you know, self-love time, I like to really elevate the mood with high love. When I'm getting aroused, my blood flow is already peaking and the gummies just totally enhance my sensations to the next level. Sometimes after a long day of work, it's just hard to relax, especially if I can't mentally get there. And I feel like us girlies really need to mentally stimulate ourselves when we're trying to orgasm. So personally, chewing a little gummy like High Love sets me in such a mellow, relaxed mood that I can actually focus and enjoy myself and have a well-deserved experience. I also really like that the products range from 2 milligrams to 50 milligrams. Look, I always share my party favors with my friends, and some of them just can't hang all the way sometimes. So I like the low dose so that they can still get a mild effect, especially if you or their body just isn't really accustomed to the ingredients just yet. So I love that you can kind of microdose or enjoy more of the potent effects. So let the gummies work their magic. Head to viyahemp.com and use code GODDESS to receive 15% off and one free sample of their Sleepy Dreams gummies. 21 and up only, and that is viyahemp.com, viyahemp.com, and use code GODDESS at checkout. Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with high love from Viya Hemp. Now back to the show.
And see, and I'm like, yeah, but like when I hear it from the same person for 10 years, like it loses its value. I was like, but it's nice to know that after 10 years, I still got it. So,
girl, I can't tell you how relatable that is. You know, I've been in a relationship for a decade. And since the beginning, when I was a cam girl, he always knew how much brighter I appeared after I got off a webcam show, because there is something about men worshiping you. And it's not that I want attention. It's like, I already know I'm a goddess, but there's something about being behind a screen and people drooling over you and paying you for your presence.
Yes. That
it gets me in touch with like the queen I was in a past life, if that makes
sense. Absolutely. That makes total sense.
So there are benefits from it for your partner. And I can totally understand the frustration too, because it's just simple, I don't know if psychology or like relationship dynamic for a guy to be like, okay, so you need 100 men to hype you up, but you won't respond when I am. But it's just that familiarity. And as long as you can navigate that in a mature way with constant communication and conversations, you know, I don't know how much you tell him about it, like if he doesn't want to know the details.
Yeah, so we have our boundaries that he obviously has no interest in knowing how many people I talk to. But something that we have established is that any picture or content that I share with somebody else goes into a shared folder so that he has eyes on it. That way, it doesn't feel like I'm hiding anything from him. And he still has, especially because he's deployed and he can't just come home and bang me when he wants. Like, he has a folder that we share and he can access that. So he sees everything that I'm sharing, but he doesn't know in the context as like what was said for the reason that things were shared. I will say, entering this world in an established relationship, I'm so glad that I did it, because I think that it has made our communication skills 10 times stronger. We talk about everything without boundaries, but it also at the same time has made his homecoming something that we are both looking forward to, because I think within this process, I have kind of found myself, but I've also found new things that I want to try from researching and Googling and finding out what other people's kinks are that I didn't even know existed.
Yes. Is there any that you'd like to share?
Yeah. So one, and he might murder me for this. I really want to experience a threesome with another female.
Oh, that's not bad to say, but I know what you mean. It's different for every relationship. And yeah. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about what specifically?
Like what? I mean, are you just attracted to women and now you feel more open and confident too?
Well, I blame TikTok because I think that I was always a closet bisexual and I never realized it. And then I discovered gay TikTok or lesbian TikTok. I'm not sure how we classify it, but I discovered girl TikTok and I'm just like, holy fuck, I'm married to a straight man. Why am I thinking these things?
And I love it. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, my husband and I just kind of talked about it and he was like, wait, are you serious? He was like, he's like, don't dick me around. He's like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I am. And it was this like super awkward tension. And he was just like, okay, I'm here for it. Like, okay, bet.
Fuck it. Just go in for it. I mean, make sure everyone gets COVID tested. Right.
No, so we have actually been... the world of Twitter is amazing. I usually don't work on Twitter. But since entering the world of sex work, Twitter is just like, holy shitballs. Like there's everything on Twitter. So we will send each other videos that we like to kind of gauge, be like, is this something that you might be interested in? And then we can comfortably say yes or no without repercussion. And if it's a yes, then we talk about it more. If it's a no from either of us, then we just drop it and it's done.
That makes sense. That makes sense. What is the weirdest encounter you've had on OnlyFans?
I don't know if it's necessarily weird. I think it kind of comes with the territory, but the outrageous amount of unsolicited dick pics that I get. And I'm just like, guys, like, no.
Well, how do you feel that they like blur it? Like, I always know if it's a blurred photo, like what else is it going to be? A fucking like flower.
Right.
No. So I feel you when how do you respond to that?
I'm usually a Uber bitch to them and I will ask them if that was their dick or if they were giving me a thumbs up. And usually I get blocked instantly. The way that I look at it is I'm not going to entertain that. It's very clear. I don't want them. If you were to be like, hi, I am so-and-so, can I send you a picture? I would probably say yes without hesitation. But to just assume that because I'm in this line of work that I just should take it, absolutely not.
In my eyes, I see that as an opportunity and I have geared unsolicited dick pics to myself responding with a dick rating, but I put a price on that response.
Oh,
so dick ratings are $10 for me, but if it's, is it unsolicited? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Anything past three syllables, I'm like, let me make sure I say that right. Anyways, so if it's unsolicited, I will add like an extra $5 to be like, and I'm charging you extra because you fucking didn't even ask me for one.
Right. I love it.
What's the way you deal with cheap people?
Cheap as in how?
Basically people who are asking for a lot for little.
Oh, so I usually will send them my price list because I have a price list or a menu that they can work off of. I try to work with people's budgets. And if they're like, oh, I can't afford that, then I'm just like, okay, well, what is your budget? Let's see if we can come to an agreement that way. But if they're just like, no, send me everything for free, I'm like, get fucked.
I wish I had like a get fucked button.
We could make one. Yes. We should totally make one.
down. So do you like share this part of your life with your friends or family?
So my husband is the only one as far as family that knows, but I've actually converted my best friend and she has joined the dark side with me. She actually just started last week. And so she's loving it. She's like, why did we not start this sooner? And I was like, girl, right?
Would you guys ever do content together?
I mean, I wouldn't take it off of the table. We're definitely not each other's types, even though our neighbors think that we're like lesbian lovers because of how much we hang out. I don't think it's off the table. I think that we would probably like take pictures for each other because doing it yourself is a struggle. But I don't know. I don't think that it's just not something that we've talked about yet.
Yeah, I've had people ask to like come do content with me, but just because of the pandemic and everything, it just makes me like weary because I work with people who have like autoimmune stuff going on and I don't want to jeopardize anyone, let alone myself or the person coming over.
Right. No, absolutely. This is definitely a weird time to do any of that.
So how do you promote yourself on social media?
So I started on Reddit. The Reddit world is weird to me, just and weird in the sense that I don't know how it works. Like, I get the basic concept, but all of these subreddits are just so overwhelming. So I switched to TikTok. I had a TikTok that kind of blew up and I gained over 100 subs from New Year's Eve. And it was literally just being like, knowing that my 30-year-old ass hit top 27 in less than 30 days. And then since that video, there's actually one going up today, is knowing that my 30-year-old ass hit top 16% in less than 7 weeks of being on OnlyFans. So
do you get weary about the TikTok rules, like getting it shut down talking about OnlyFans?
I do, but I am at the point where, like, if my account gets shut down, I'm not losing much. So to me, the risk is worth the reward. But if I was in like a much higher follower count, I would definitely, I'm more concerned about Instagrams than TikToks.
Interesting. Do you have any, like, do you go by any rules to prevent something from being taken down, or do you just like go for it?
I mean, I obviously don't wear lingerie. I'm pretty much always in just like my regular street clothes. So a hoodie, a t-shirt, shorts, a lot of pajamas because I don't leave my house because of the pandemic. But as far as TikTok, no, I'll take the word OnlyFans and change it to like OnlyFriends. Or if I'm talking about it, I'll be like schmexy work. Mm-hmm. And just kind of do it that way.
Do you have your OnlyFans link in your bio?
No. So when Instagram went crazy, 2 weeks ago and like deleted all of the accounts that had link trees attached to them, I actually bought a website. So I own deprivedependa.com, and that is how I advertise my links without it violating or flagging their systems.
Love it. I also have recently on my TikTok just linked it to my Twitter. So that's another alternative. And I know there's different sites that emulate Linktree, but I don't want to tell someone to use something and have it not work. It's honestly scary as fuck. And ever since that happened, I don't even talk about OnlyFriends anymore just because I'm like, I have a million followers and I don't want to lose them.
Yeah. So on both platforms, I've gotten really creative and I'm like my friends only page or my OnlyFriends page or just something along those lines so that they still understand what it is. It's just like talking in code. But
I know at some point I'm going to be like, I just made some content at the place, you know, where I post content. Yeah. Oh my God. So what are your goals for 2021 in your newfound money-making business?
Financially, I want to be able to buy my husband a truck in cash. That is my goal financially. And then the following year would probably be to go towards a house or at least land to buy, like to build a house on. As far as personal goals, I think it's just keep doing what I'm doing because I'm absolutely loving it. And then just like embracing other creators and working with them and building them up and collaborating and letting, like working off of each other. I think that this mindset that people have with what's mine is mine and it's going to stay mine kind of thing is just so old fashioned. I think that there is so much joy and happiness and knowledge to be spread with other people that like, why hoard it when you can make bag and your girl can make bag? Like what?
I know. I think people who have that outlook that only a few of us can succeed are just, you know, uneducated about the opportunity, or there's something inside them that's hurting that they just want to project on other people because they may not have the confidence or agree with showing their body. I mean, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think doing this allows the opportunity for people with that kind of mindset to hopefully open their mind. I think any conversation, whether it's constructive or negative, if everyone was just open-minded on each side, there's so much to gain from, you know, just communicating in general. It's frustrating, especially on TikTok when the comment section is just hazardous I mean, yeah. We all know. And it's like, what if we all just like tried to understand each other? I guess that's something that's too much of a wish to have.
I think that there's just some people that genuinely love being miserable. And yeah, we're just never, unfortunately, going to get them to the happy side. So they can just be miserable on Miserable Island.
Oh, my God. Well, anyways, over here on OnlyFans Island, where can we find you? What's your social so we can all show you some love and tip you?
Yeah. So I am Deprived Dependa on all platforms. So Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, OnlyFans, everything is Deprived Dependa. I made sure that that was mine before I entered this world.
I love it. Smart girl, smart girl. Well, thank you so much for being here and jumping in last minute. It was amazing to meet you. I'm so happy you're part of the Slutrepreneur family. And do you have any last words for our little baby sluts in training?
Just do it. Just take your clothes off and do it.
I love it. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. And we will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.